The Killing Fog by Jeff Wheeler, performed by Emily Wu Zeller. To Bing Mei and Peng Yu. Where there is no history, there is no past. The Wanjir proverb. Prologue. Revenge. Bing Mei awoke in the darkness before dawn to the sound of wind. The sky was marbled with heavy clouds that hung low, obscuring the nearby mountains normally visible through the upper windows. Leaves were chased from the limbs of crooked trees and herded into the courtyard, scraping and rasping against the stone as they went. The air had the smell of ice, the portent of a storm. The season seemed to have shifted overnight, sliding toward winter. Too soon. A spike of worry pierced her chest. Her parents were still not back from their journey. An early winter meant death to anyone caught in the vast wilderness. Bing Mei rose and ate her morning meal of fish and yarrow tea, anxious to be in the training yard. Practicing saber techniques usually tamed her fears, but as she swung the sword in the usual arcs, her eyes kept straying to the spruce limbs swaying wildly above the Kwan Soon's high walls. Raindrops pattered her head, reminding her of the shift in the weather. She worked until her arms and wrists were sore, her knees aching from holding the stances so long. Grandfather Jiao came to watch her practice. She knew he was there because of his smell, warm bread with sugary honey drizzled on the crust. A peek revealed that he stood at the edge of the training yard, smiling indulgently as he stroked his long white beard. Her nose never lied, which was why she was unnerved to note a vinegary edge to his scent. Was it worry? Had the sudden change in the season alarmed him as well? After practicing for several hours, Bing Mei climbed the wooden ladder within the training yard to reach the outer wall of the Kwan Soon. Patrolling it with a pike was Zizhu, who kept his eyes on the horizon. The interior roof was heavily curved, which helped protect the guards against the drifts of snow that would soon pummel the mountains. A fierce wind rippled his cloak, as if determined to yank him off the wall and throw him down to the gorse below. He turned as she walked toward him.
"Get down, young miss," he said with a scowl. "You're light enough to blow away."
She hated being reminded of her size and gave him a scowl in return.
"I'm not a leaf to be blown away," she said. "What have you seen?"
The low-hanging clouds veiled the ridges. Rumbles of thunder sounded in the distance.